Welcome to Wednesday Night Live. I'm glad you could tune in and join with us. It has been an amazing 50 days, and we've got a few more days to go in relationship to lockdown. But you guys make it happen in relationship to watching and staying in tune with your church, Freedom Church. This is Wednesday Night Live, and we're going to do something really special tonight. You're going to hear from the coordinator and launcher of Project Rescue, Beth Grant. This is a special missions Wednesday night, and you are going to love what you hear that God is doing in the lives of some young ladies who have been rescued. So stay tuned. In the meantime, I just want to encourage you to complete the survey. We sent out an email again this afternoon in relationship to the survey about relaunching and restarting Sunday morning services. We're not far away. I'm getting excited about seeing your faces again in the sanctuary. But things are going to be a little different for the safety and protection of all of us. So I need you to take time, fill out that survey, so we can respond appropriately and be ready to relaunch and start Sunday morning services soon. I'm excited about that for sure. We are preparing for those services in the next few days. Next week probably you'll be get some of the ramifications and ideas and what we plan in relationship to Sunday morning services. So just stay tuned and get ready and pray for us. We need a lot of wisdom right now, and the staff, we could really use your encouragement and your prayers. So thank you very much. So this is Wednesday Night Live. I want to encourage you to share this with your friends and your family. Beth Grant is going to share with us tonight. She was scheduled to be with us this past Sunday, and because of complications, and you know what's going on, she couldn't be here, but she has sent us a video. And tonight you're going to get a chance to hear from the founder of Project Rescue. And just for some of you who may not understand and know what Project Rescue is, we've obtained a little video, and it will explain and give you a full view of what Project Rescue is all about. So watch this video for me.
Charles Greenway was preaching my dad's church in Pensacola, Florida. And when they passed the offering pan that night, I laid the offering pan on the floor and I stood up and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to go to India. So from the time of 12, standing in the offering pan, that was the direction of my life. That I found my place. Started with that one phone call. It was the middle of the night when Devaraj phoned me and said, Brother Grant, we have just taken 37 little girls out of the brothels, and we want to start a shelter.
So we broke that cycle so that children of women used in prostitution will not end up like the mothers.
And that was the birth of Project Rescue 20 years ago. Our oldest, most revered missionary said, this is the closest to darkness that you will get in India. If you ever start dealing with this, all hell will break loose.
The moment you head down this road, you step into a whole new level of spiritual battle.
And so you have to fight this. Without prayer, without the scripture, you're not going to survive.
What was amazing is, as long as we all kept doing what God called us to do, God just kept changing lives.
The best way to address the needs of the women is to go to the root issues, the spiritual issues, so you'll have that inner healing to come to full restoration in Jesus Christ.
To walk into that area, you're stunned. The chains of bondage are so strong because they've been unchallenged that you feel the absolute hopelessness of it. But then, for people of the Spirit, you remember that the only reason you went there to begin with is because there is hope in Jesus. In that sacred place, as we pray, anything can happen.
I'm grateful to Project Rescue for the impact they have done in my life.
I'm very thankful for Project Rescue for bringing me here and giving me this new life.
Hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of girls have been rescued, given vocational training, sent to college, and the dark places are now becoming light.
I don't think we ever could have imagined that that was the beginning of a movement.
God is calling us to help these women and be a part of the solution for human trafficking.
We're ready to step into the future and say, okay, God, whatever that looks like for us in these next 2 decades, we're in.
It's a project that actually does work. It's not about numbers, it's about people.
We move with a sense of urgency. We'll put an end to this so that, we all want it to be out of work.
When we find our voices, this evil of sexual slavery can be abolished, but not without the church stepping up across the nations in ways we never have before.
The Spirit is passing the offering plate. Lay that offering plate on the ground and step into it.
Wow, that is an amazing thing. And Project Rescue is an amazing gift to a lot of young girls and young ladies. And if you feel inclined to give to Project Rescue, you can go online right now and encourage people that you know to give to Project Rescue and help us. Let's make a difference in some young ladies' lives through a program that does amazing work in the life of these young ladies who need to be and need to know the love of God. Amen? So thank you. Hey, next Wednesday night's going to be a special night when we honor the staff. We're going to do a special staff appreciation next Wednesday night. Our scheduled service for staff appreciation is May 17th. But that's going to be kind of complicated with 3 services, so we thought we'd do it Wednesday night. And I want you to tune in next Wednesday night as we honor the staff and bless them and thank God for the staff that we have. So I just want to take a moment right now and thank you again for tuning in Wednesday night live. Here is Beth Grant with her special message for us tonight.
As I was thinking about sharing these moments together today, my heart and mind went to a passage in Psalm 71. And let me read that, just a bit of that for you. It says, "For as for me, I will always have hope. Lord, I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long, though I know not its measure. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, and some of us are getting help by that with this crisis, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. O God, your righteousness reaches to the skies. You who have done great things, who, O God, is like you? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts. But as for me, I will always have hope." Several weeks ago, we were having lunch, David and I, a luncheon meeting with our executive director in AJWM and dear friend Greg Mundus. 4 days later, he was hospitalized in a crisis and a fight for his life. As soon as David and I heard that night, when he was hospitalized, we said, first for Greg, oh God, have mercy and preserve his life. But at the same time, we realized very soberly that we had to go into self-quarantine. And that began 2 weeks of quarantine. It's amazing how crisis tends to change our prayer life. We rediscovered during those several weeks, and now what has become 7 weeks of somewhat of a sheltering in place, we have rediscovered the great passages in Scripture in which God uses image to give us a sense of his protection and care for us. So during this crisis, these weeks being with God and praying and waiting for no symptoms, which thankfully there have been none, but we have gone back to Scripture, and there's just powerful images of how he hides us, how he hides those who put their trust in him. That image of the cleft of the rock, where he hides us in the cleft of the rock, where we shall be safe from the storm. He hides us under his wings. Powerful images of God's love and care for those who have put their trust in him, the sons and daughters of God. He shelters us. He protects us. And so it is easy to find myself when I say goodbye during the last few weeks on a Zoom call or a telephone call or FaceTime to friends and family and colleagues and missions. My heart and my mind, immediately I found myself saying in closing, stay safe, stay safe. But after saying that a few times, I got uncomfortable. Because you see, in my mind and my heart and my love for my friends and family and colleagues, in this moment, it's easy to say and make my priority, stay safe. But I began to feel in my spirit a conflictedness because I realized in this moment, this is a prophetic moment in God's time. And although we find ourselves in the middle of this crisis that is global and it's very personal as well, our feeling is to say, oh God, help us stay safe. But I found the Spirit of the Lord in my heart stirring me and say, no, Beth. Stay ready. Stay ready. This is my moment. I am working. I am at work. I am still about my mission. That is not put on hold. Yes, we pray to stay safe. But I believe the Spirit of the Lord in this time is saying to us, church, stay ready. I am at work. This is my moment. I was hearing almost daily from our colleagues with Project Rescue in Southern Asia, because David and I, our heart is there, and we're checking and saying, how's it going? How can we pray? How are the women? How are the children that are in the homes? And I was hearing that as soon as they had to go into lockdown, those children who had come out of the horrific places of prostitution and slavery, as soon as they heard lockdown, they heard something very different than you and I are here. We hear lockdown for safety. It triggered them, and they heard lockdown and remembered times in the red light district where suddenly something happened that was threatening, and it triggered flight in them. And so the ministry leaders were saying, please pray for us that we have wisdom with the children. Because when the lockdown was announced, we said, this is what we have to do. We have to stay in the homes. We will not be able to go out. Those little children that came out of great darkness were running to find their few belongings and their little suitcase, and they're preparing to run. They were concerned. Lockdown for them meant a threat. And you run. And they were also concerned if they have mothers in the district still. I have to go check on my mother. I have to find my mother.
And so the staff had their hands full for the last few weeks, helping little children who are now physically safe remember that they are also spiritually and physically safe and emotionally safe because they are safe in the arms of a loving Heavenly Father. That the promises of God in the Psalms that you and I have found peace in during the last few weeks, little daughters and sons of women in slavery have found a new reason to come back and realize, no, God is still with them. They're going to be okay. He will hide them and keep them and protect them. And they've been praying powerful prayers, new prayers that they've never prayed before. But friends, I would say thank you. Thank you, West Florida, for giving to missions. Because over the years from the beginning of Project Rescue, you gave because God touched your heart with this need for women and children that need to be rescued. And because you and others have given so that those children could be rescued, they know, first, they're in a safe place. Secondly, they know what it means to pray. So while their first, intuitive reaction, they had to fight fear, thank God they were in a place where those workers reminded them, no, wait a minute, we don't have to be afraid. Jesus says, be not afraid. I am with you. And over these weeks, they have been getting strong and strong in praying and praying prayers of faith and remembering that He is with them. If you hadn't given and courageous women of God had not been obedient to the voice of the Spirit, those little children would not be safe today. And they would not know how to pray to the God who is our hope. Thank you. But friends, you see, the key thing isn't today, stay safe. The key is to the people of God, and I believe it's to you and I during this crisis. If we focus, if staying safe is our priority, I feel like we're missing God's priority. Yes, He has promises to protect us and give us peace, but His priority for our life isn't to stay safe. You look back at the church history. The priority of God was never stay safe. Look at the disciples. Was His priority for them stay safe? No. It was be ready. Stay ready. God is at work. Stay ready, listen, be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. What is He saying to us, not just in the good times, what is He saying to us in this crisis? Is my focus my protection and my safety? Or is my focus, what is God doing in this crisis? What is He saying to the Assemblies of God in this crisis? What is He saying to our church in this crisis? I would say to you today, friends, let us hear His voice. Let us sense His mission. Let us be ready every day, daily, hour by hour. Say, what are you doing, God? Help me to be sensitive and be obedient. Stay ready, friends. God is at work. I don't want to be so preoccupied and distracted with a virus that I miss the voice of the Lord. And lastly, stay engaged in God's mission. It's His time. When I go back to Psalm 71, that as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. This is not a time for God's children to be going less and less. No. It's a time to praise Him more and more. To speak of His good deeds more and more. To tell of His righteousness more and more. This crisis cannot be time out for the church in God's mission. It's time for us to step up and engage and lean into God's great redemptive, life-changing mission. It is not a time to hide. It is a time to lean into the mission of God. You see, it is His time. It is His time to proclaim His faithfulness, His love, His righteousness, His redemption, His resurrection power. I would dare say for many of us, this Easter and resurrection meant more than it ever has before. Not less, more. The forms were different. We couldn't put on new clothes like we've done all our lives. There's so many things we could not do, but the actual life and resurrection power, what Easter is all about, meant more to us this year. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is stirring us through the crisis. If we are listening and sensitive and telling us, stay engaged in my mission, this is my time. Today, just today, I got a message, an email with some photos from one of our ministry directors with Project Rescue in Southern Asia. And she said, Beth, I know you love us and you're praying for us. I just want to share something that happened today. You see, those children and women are being taught prayer and how to intercede. They know how to pray. And so she, when they had prayer today, she said one of the little girls was praying. And her words were, Dear God, help the babies being born to our mamas in the red light district have food. Whoa. Those are children that have seen a lot. They know life. They know the hardships. And they know right now those in slavery are struggling. Not for security, they are struggling just to have food during this crisis. That little girl, who looked to be about 5, in her devotions today, she wasn't praying the prayers she learned a year ago. She was praying prayers for today. Brothers and sisters, if your and my prayers today are the same as we were praying 6 months ago, we're missing God's moment. You see, because I believe when we can do nothing else, one of the greatest things we can do in missions during this crisis is pray and intercede and be led of the Spirit, literally, to be anointed of the Lord, to pray and intercede. I believe there's an anointing for intercessory prayer, where the Spirit of the Lord, it's not just about the platform when I'm up front, it's about the Spirit of the Lord putting His words in my mouth. Literally, when I don't know how to pray, He breathes prayers born of the Spirit, and they come forth from our very souls, but they are defined by God. This is a time to pray prayers like we've never prayed before, because this is a time like we've never seen before. Friends, my prayer for you today in West Florida is, friends, stay ready to hear His voice. Stay ready to pray in the Spirit and be led of His Spirit moment by moment. Be ready to proclaim His hope and His salvation more and more. Do not be distracted by the news cycle and by the voices of our secular world who are far from God. Be ready and listening for the voice of the Lord, because He is working His mission in the middle of this crisis. And may you not draw back out of concern for your safety. Yes, let's use wisdom. Let's obey the law. Let's obey. Let's be wise. But let's not pull back in fear. Let's lean into what God has for us and be listening. What are you doing, Lord? Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Because you see, for those who will hear the voice of the Lord, he is at work in our nation, and he is at work around the world in nation after nation. And those who are listening for his voice and who are willing to not make safety our top priority, but those who make readiness to the voice of the Lord and his mission our top priority, we will participate, I believe, in the greatest move of God in the months and year ahead we have ever potentially seen in our lives. My dear brothers and sisters, stay safe. But more importantly, stay ready. Ready and engaged with the great mission of our God. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I know that blessed me, and I hope it blessed you. It is a beautiful thing when God moves upon the hearts of people in relationships to the needs around their lives. I hope you're hearing God speak to you tonight. God is in the business of caring and loving and rescuing people who are lost. Let's get involved in what God came to do. Seek and to save that which is lost. What an amazing story. What an amazing message from Beth Grant. Can I take a moment? Let's pray for Freedom Church. Can we do that right now? Lord, we just thank you for Freedom Church. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of what you allow us to accomplish and do for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for all the missionary support. Thank you, Lord, for all the gifts that come in week in and week out for your gospel around the world. God, I pray you give us favor and help us to continue to grow in our efforts, your cause, your purpose, to seek and to save that which is lost. God, bless Freedom Church. God, I pray a special blessing upon your people tonight. Lay your hand of favor, protection, and care on their lives. We love you, Lord, and thank you. Thank you for blessing us with new life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to Wednesday Night Live. I want to just appreciate all the comments. Appreciate your prayers. As we get ready to relaunch, please be in much prayer for our staff. And don't forget, next Wednesday night, we're going to honor the staff. You do not want to miss the gift you've provided to them. And just get excited, because it's going to be a great next Wednesday night.
Don't forget to sign up for the drive-in service this Sunday, May 10th. You may sign up at freedomchurch.life/signup for the 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock service.